Well, after some technical difficulties, I am trying for my Live at 5 show for the third time. If it goes out, I apologize in advance. I'm having some difficulties with the Wi-Fi here at the office. But this is Real Talk Real Estate Episode 2. I want to start off by saying thank you to everybody who watched Episode 1 last week, both live and after the fact. Got a lot of great views and some great feedback from a lot of people. So I do want to let you know I'm always open to your questions. I've got the comments open. Anybody who's watching right now, feel free to leave a comment with any questions you might have, or as always, I will allow you to go ahead, send me messages, send me emails, aaron@theaaronadvantage.com. Give me a call, 812-779-6273. Any questions you have at any time, I'd love to have a conversation about those, whether that's about the buying, selling process, investing in real estate, or anything else that has to do with homes. So the first thing I want to talk about today is the fact that I did get a question from William Glazer last week after I did my show. He had a question about sales tax on real estate. He said he has a property that he owns here in Indianapolis that he has for sale, and he's planning on selling it and has a cash buyer and wanted to know if there's any sales tax that he has to pay. Now, in Indiana, we do not have anything called a transfer tax or a sales tax of any kind on real estate at this time. And in fact, there's no legislation in place that they're actually trying to do anything with any sales tax on the actual transfer of real estate, of which I'm aware at this point. But some states do have that. So if you sell any property in the state of Indiana, the only taxes that you're going to pay are going to be property taxes, and that's generally handled through the negotiation of the contract. And whenever you have the listing agent come out to your house, they'll tell you what the common practice in your area is most of the time, and then you'll be able to see on the purchase agreement exactly how those property taxes are going to be handled at the closing for that time and after. Now, the truth is, there are some taxes that could come into play if you are selling real estate. Now, those would be capital gains taxes, and it's generally only going to apply to people who are investors or have owned the home for a short period of time. The two types of investing you might have is if you have a property that you've owned for a long time that you've been holding as a rental property, you are going to have some taxes you're going to have to pay on that if you've used it as a business and there's any kind of capital gain on the value of the property. Also, if you are an investor that's looking for short-term gains or flipping properties, there's going to be some taxes on that money that you make as income as well. But pretty much those are the times that you're going to run into taxes when you're selling real estate, not a sales tax or a transfer tax or anything like that. That's the only question I've got for you guys today. I haven't had a whole lot of people send me anything additional. That was one question that came up from a couple different sources. I'd love to know what you'd like to know about in the real estate world, whether that's buying, selling, flipping, investing, whatever it is. Hit me up. Like I said, you can call me at 812-779-6273. You can send me an email, aaron@theaaronadvantage.com, or you can click on my page just to send me a message directly. Thanks again to William Glazer for this great question. I'll be back next Monday live at 5 for Real Talk Real Estate Episode 3. Have a good one.